This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Across farm country, folks show up for one another. No need is too big and no task too small for us to pitch in and help our neighbors in rural America. Even when we are surrounded by a loving community, however, it can be hard to admit when we need help, especially when we need a little extra help regarding our stress and mental health. But as we like to say at Farm Bureau, a healthy farm or ranch begins with a healthy you. That's why we're committed to ensuring that the dedicated men and women who grow the nutritious food for our tables also have the resources they need for their well-being. Farmers and ranchers are resilient people. We are known for our quiet strength. But our instinct to press on can also hold us back from getting the help we need. We all need to remember that it's okay not to be okay. The longer we walk the road of life, the more certain it is that we will face our share of tough times. Often what we need most in those times is a friend to simply be there and listen. I don't know how I would have made it through my own darkest days without someone simply asking me, "How are you doing?" and then listening. May is Mental Health Month, and a good reminder for all of us to check in with our friends, family, and neighbors. Through our Farm State of Mind campaign, Farm Bureau has been working to raise awareness, reduce stigma, and connect farmers, ranchers, and their rural communities with stress and mental health resources. Our online interactive directory connects you to resources in all 50 states and Puerto Rico and provides a great starting point if you or someone you know needs support. We have also partnered with Farm Credit and National Farmers Union to provide free, on-demand training to help people understand the causes of stress, reduce the stigma around mental health, and learn the warning signs of stress and suicide. Our team at American Farm Bureau works closely with State Farm Bureau members and staff, and we are excited to see many states leading the way in addressing stress and mental health needs for farmers and ranchers in their regions. These state-led initiatives address roadblocks like financial access barriers by providing mental health vouchers to connect farmers with free counseling services, including virtual options for those in remote areas. Others are reducing the stigma around mental health through social media campaigns that encourage farmers to share their stories and messages of support. Thanks to our work across the Farm Bureau family, we are making a difference, but there is still work to be done. According to a national AFBF survey at the beginning of this year, there is still stigma around mental health and seeking help or treatment. But that feeling has decreased by nearly 10% among farmers and farm employees. What I was most encouraged to see from this survey is that more farmers and farm employees, 92%, feel comfortable talking to friends and family about stress and mental health solutions than they were just a couple of years ago. That number is up 22% from April 2019. We also found that half of farmers and their employees are more aware of resources to help manage stress and mental health conditions than they were a year ago. Just imagine how many lives may have been saved because more people are having these important conversations. Even small interactions can make a big difference. We've all heard the saying that tough times don't last, but tough people do. Well, I don't think that gets it quite right. We cannot go it alone in this life by toughing it out, and we weren't meant to either. Everyone needs someone to help pick them up or sit alongside them in the hard times. If you think you might need help, reach out to a friend or family member. And if someone comes to you, take the time to listen. You never know how much of an impact those few minutes may have. We become much stronger when we stand together. The Securities and Exchange Commission wants companies to report supply chain emissions, a move AFBF says could require reporting from farmers and ranchers. Andrew Walmsley, AFBF Senior Director of Government Affairs, explained in Thursday's Newsline that farm groups need more time to understand the implications of the rule. Walmsley said that it's a 510-page long rule looking at those companies that report to the SEC to now start disclosing their climate risk and emissions from those that supply them. It's called Scope 3 Emissions. This rule has only given us about 39 days to review it, And so this week, 120 farm and commodity groups asked for an extension of the comment period to get a better idea on what the implications are for farmers and ranchers. An April 12th article published by AFBF described the 2022 high path avian influenza outbreak and spread and compared it to the 2014-15 outbreak. At that time, there had been 158 cases of HPAI in domestic flocks, of which 104 were in the commercial flocks. Because HPAI can spread so easily, in the 2 weeks since, there have been an additional 77 cases in domestic flocks, 52 of them in commercial flocks, and three additional states, Pennsylvania, Idaho, and Utah, have had an HPAI detection in a domesticated flock. Agriculture's greenhouse gas emissions fell more than 4% from 2019 to 2020, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. The most recent inventory of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions and sinks shows agriculture continues to represent just 10% of total U.S. emissions, much lower than other economic sectors. AFBF economists analyzed the data from EPA, and in 2020, overall emissions from agriculture fell at least 4.3%, or 28.8 million metric tons, compared to 2019. Emissions from agricultural soil management, like fertilizer application and tillage practices, were reduced by 8.4%. AFBF, in partnership with Farm Credit, is seeking entrepreneurs to apply online for the 2023 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. The competition opened in January, and the application deadline has been extended to May 13th. Farm Bureau is offering $165,000 in startup funds throughout the course of the competition, which will culminate in the top 10 semifinalists competing in a live pitch competition in front of Farm Bureau members, investors, and industry representatives at the AFBF convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico in January 2023. Visit fb.org/challenge for detailed eligibility guidelines and the competition timeline. The Environmental Protection Agency issued an emergency fuel waiver on Friday to allow E15 gasoline that uses a 15% ethanol blend, to be sold during the summer driving season. Without this action, E15 can be used in most of the country during the summer. According to EPA, this action is being taken to counteract Russia's war against Ukraine and its profound impact on global and domestic energy markets. EPA's emergency fuel waiver went into effect on Sunday and will last for the statutory maximum of 20 days. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.